Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. So today, we're going to do a few things a little differently. We're going to do a few things in a little different order, and that'll make sense here in just a moment. But what we're going to do right now, actually, is we're going to spend some time studying God's Word. So we're kind of moving the message time up quite a ways. And so if you have your Bibles with you this morning, we encourage you to bring your Bibles with you here to Westview. If you have the app on your phone, feel free to pull that out. If you want a hard copy of God's Word, we've got a few extras over there in the Welcome Center. You can grab that as well. And I'd love for you to turn with me to our scripture passage, which again is in the book of Mark. I think we've been in Mark every week so far this year. We will study other books of the Bible, I promise, as well as the year goes along. But we're in the book of Mark again. As you see the scripture passage here come up on the screen, we're in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. So the second book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and then we will be in chapter 10, verse 13. And if you were with us last week here at Westview, you know that we started talking about this single, simple, powerful word, and that's the word come. It's a word that Jesus uses with such great regularity throughout the Gospels. He says, come, and come, and come. And we began this sermon series where we're looking at a bunch of different situations, a bunch of different scenarios in Scripture where Jesus uses that word. And we heard last week Jesus was walking along the seashore of the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus says, come, follow me. And he turned four fishermen into disciples. Now I'm going to stop us right here. And I'm going to be honest with you here for a moment. A couple of weeks ago when I did my initial prep for this message and I was studying this passage, I had an idea. And often when I say I have an idea or I say I have an illustration that I want to share with you here at Westview, I'll say, I don't know if this is going to work or not. And most of the time, I have a pretty good idea. It's going to work. Today, I feel my heart pounding. I am very nervous. Because what's going to happen this morning with this idea is either this is going to be absolutely fantastic and wonderful and spectacular, or it's going to be a dumpster fire. And the thing is, the thing I'm taking comfort in is that you're going to love it either way. Because if it's great, you're going to be like, oh, wow, that was awesome. That was really cool. And if it's not going so well, you're going to love it because you're going to see me struggle for about 20 minutes. And I know some of you love to see me struggle. Some of you love to see me where I cannot be in control of all the things that are going on, right? Yes? So this will be interesting. But I want to try it. Because I think it's faithful to the text. So what I need to do is I need to say something to our kids. Some of our children's and worship kids, so our four-year-olds through second graders, but I also want to say something to our elementary school kids, so third and fourth and fifth graders. So I want to say something to you. Are you ready to listen? Come. Come. Come here. Come and join me up here on the stage. I've got some chairs here. I'm going to take this one here. If you're first up here, you get the chair, so you know. There you go, all right? And then you can fill in, just fill in right here, fill in the space right here. You guys can have a seat. Have a seat. Yep, they all got taken. I know, I only had a few. You guys can have a seat right here. We invite kids to come. And I'm going to have you sit in such a way, Kellen and Ty, I'm going to have you sit in such a way that you can turn and face me, okay? So you're going to look towards me, okay? Now, parents, I get it. Your heart rate also just went up because you're like, what's my precious little angel going to do today in front of everybody else? Don't worry, all right? Don't worry. If something happens, again, it's on me. It's all good. I got this, I think, right? But just take a deep breath, and we'll see what happens, all right? So thank you for coming up here, guys. I appreciate that so, so much. I have a story that I want to share with you guys today, all right? And before we begin the story, I'm wondering, who here likes to pretend? You like to pretend? Yeah, I like to pretend too. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pretend that it's just me and you. It's just us here on the stage. All those people out there, they're not there, okay? So it's just us. And we're gonna talk about this story, and we're going to read the story. We're going to talk about it. We're going to ask some questions about it. We're going to do some wondering. We might even do a couple activities. If you've ever done Vacation Bible School here with me at Westview and I'm teaching the Bible story, it's going to kind of feel like that, okay? And here's the thing. If those people who are pretending aren't here, if they listen in a little bit with us, that's pretty good. And if they learn something, all the better, okay? That sound good? Okay, so I have this story. And before we read this story from God's Word, it's always good for us to pray, because we pray for the Holy Spirit to help us to understand. So can you fold your hands and close your eyes and bow your heads, and we're going to pray before we read the story, all right? Let's pray together. God, we're so thankful for this time that we get to study your Word today. And I thank you for all the boys and girls up here this morning and all those who are in a part of our congregation. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless this time of reading, and that you would bless this time of study, and as we talk about this story. So bless this time, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so Micah is going to come. Micah, you want to come stand right here for me? Micah is going to read our scripture passage for us this morning. So you hold that mic nice and close. Should I hold this for you? Does that work? Yep, right there. Yep.
People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and bless them.
Amen. Good job, Micah. Thank you so much for reading our story for us today. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. You know, one of the things I love about this story is that people are bringing their kids to Jesus. Jesus is this important person, and the people want their kids to see Jesus and to hear Jesus and to be near Jesus and to be blessed by Jesus. And I love that part of the story, that people are bringing their kids to Jesus. And so I have a question for you. Did any of you drive here to worship today? You drove to worship? You had your hands on the steering wheel?
No.
Oh. Oh, you rode in the car. Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better. I'd have to talk to some of those people out there. So you rode in the car here. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe this is a different question. Did any of you walk here to worship? Anybody walk? You walked in from the parking lot? Yeah? Anybody ride their bike here? Oh, I know. Did you ride your new scooter you got at Christmas time? Is that what you did to get here? No. Okay. So you didn't drive yourself. You didn't walk, you didn't ride a bike, you didn't scooter. So what you're telling me is that somebody had to bring you here, right? That someone brought you here. Just like in our story where we heard that people are bringing their kids to Jesus. You all had someone bring you here to Westview this morning. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, so tell me, what do we do... You know, what do we do when we come here? Do we come here and see Jesus? Because that's what's going on in our story. They wanted them to see Jesus. Do we see Jesus when we're here? No, why, not physically, yeah. So tell me why. Why don't we see Jesus?
Well,
we see his people. I think that's what you want to say, yeah. But do we actually see Jesus? No, where's Jesus at? Yeah, he's in heaven. Yeah, he's in heaven. So we don't actually see Jesus. But what are some of the things that we do here then at church, right? You said we see some of the people. What are some other things that we do at church? Yeah.
We worship him.
We worship, yeah. What else do we do?
Learn about him.
We learn about him. Yeah, what else do we do?
Pray about him.
We pray to him, yes. What else do we do?
We sing songs.
Yeah, anything else we do? I know, I saw you guys doing something. I saw some of you doing something already.
Worship.
We worship, yep.
The Bible.
We read the Bible, yeah.
Right.
We sing, yeah. I saw some of you guys, you had, they're like yay big, and you were popping them in your mouth. I saw you guys doing that this morning. Who ate a donut? Yeah, anybody eat a donut hole this morning? Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, so we do all these things. You had two of them.
Three.
Four? Anybody? Four? No? Oh, my goodness. There we are. All right.
I don't know.
All right, so we come and we do all these things. We don't know all those things. And we come and we don't actually see Jesus, but we do, as you guys said, we can worship Jesus, right? And we worship Jesus through the songs that we sing, and we worship Jesus by reading the Bible, and we learn about Jesus, don't we? We learn about Jesus as we read the Bible and as I talk sometimes, and we learn about Jesus in children's worship or in Discovery Hour. So tell me, what are some of the things that you know about Jesus? What have you learned about Jesus? Anything you know about Jesus? What do you know about Jesus? Yeah.
He died on the cross.
He did die on the cross. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later. What else do we know about Jesus? Yeah.
He was born in Bethlehem.
Yes. We just celebrated Christmas a couple weeks ago, didn't we? Yeah. He did come to us. Yeah. Emmanuel, God coming to us. Yeah. Very good. What else? Henry.
He makes miracles.
He does do miracles, doesn't he? So many wonderful miracles. Yeah. Is that what you're going to say, Micah? Yeah. Awesome. Good. So we know all these things. I'm so glad that you are learning all these things about Jesus, that you learn about Jesus at home and that you're learning about Jesus here at Westview. And I'm so thankful that just like in this scripture passage, that there are people in your life that know how important it is to bring you to come and learn and worship and to grow with Jesus. That's wonderful. But something happened in our passage, didn't it? People were bringing their kids to Jesus, but something happened. Do you remember what happened? Some people weren't super excited about this, were they?
The disciples
stopped them. And now the disciples aren't bad guys, right? The disciples are not bad guys. They're good guys. They're people who love Jesus. They're people who are excited about Jesus. And the disciples, they stop the kids from coming to Jesus because they're trying to protect Jesus. See, Jesus has a very important job to do. He's going to the cross. What happens at the cross? I think I heard it earlier. What happens at the cross, Mason? Yeah, he dies for our sins. So Jesus has this very important thing to do, doesn't he? And the disciples, they want to protect Jesus, right? They're worried that the kids might get in the way. They're worried that the kids might trip him. They're worried that the kids might be loud. They're maybe worried that the kids might cough in Jesus' face or wipe their booger on Jesus. And yes, I said booger in church, and that's okay. Right? You think that? Oh, I'll wipe it off. There you go. Right? Yeah, I know your kids, but you guys talk about boogers too. I know this, right? But so the disciples are trying to stop the kids from coming because they're trying to protect Jesus. And maybe they held up a sign like this. Check out the screen here. What kind of sign is this here on the screen?
Stop.
Yeah, stop sign. What do you, now, you didn't drive here, but what are you supposed to do when you see a stop sign?
Stop
the car. Yes. So maybe for like 3 seconds. Yeah, that's probably good. Let's, all the new drivers, 3 second stop. That's good. Yep. Maybe they held up a sign like this, or maybe they held up a sign like this one. What does this one say?
Road closed.
You ever see those in the summertime construction? You're like, I can't go this way. I got to go around, right? So the disciples are holding up signs like this. They're stopping the kids because they think Jesus was too busy and had other important things to do. So let me ask you a question. This is an important question and kind of a serious question. Have you ever asked somebody to do something with you and they said, no, I can't because I'm too busy? Anybody ever have that? Yeah, I've had that. And how did that make you feel? How did that make you feel, Riley? When someone said, are you still raising your hand that someone said that? Yeah. How did that make you feel, bud?
Disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, we can be sad. I've had that times where I've asked people to do stuff with me too, and they're too busy, and that makes me sad or disappointed. But I also have to be honest with you. You know what? Sometimes I've been the one that has said, I'm too busy, and I have too many jobs to do, and I've got too much work to do, and I've got too many important things to do. And in that moment, I'm kind of like the disciples. And in that moment, I have to remember, you know, I should never be too busy for people. I should never be too busy, especially to the important people in my life, like my family, right? And my friends, and you, my friends. So I want you to hear this really good news, okay? Let me share some really good news. Jesus is never too busy for you. Jesus is never too busy for you. Yeah.
What if it's a surprise?
What if it's a surprise? Yeah, then that's a little different, isn't it? Yeah. So Jesus is never too busy for you. In fact, do you remember what happens in our story when Jesus finds out that the disciples are stopping the kids? Jesus feels something. Do you remember what it was? He is really Mad, yeah, angry. Yeah, the word in the Bible that Mike had to read, it's a funny word, indignant. That's a weird word, isn't it? It means furious. So help me understand how Jesus was feeling. Can you all show me your mad face? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Whoa. That's scary. Oh my. In fact, hey, can you do me a favor? Everybody turn to the people we're pretending aren't here. Show them what Jesus was feeling. Can you show all those people our mad faces? Ready? Turn around. Show them our mad faces. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Whoa. I can see they are scared. Let's pretend they're gone again, okay? I think they need to be gone again. Okay. Now, have you ever been mad?
Yes.
Who's been mad? Why were you mad? You don't want to share? No, okay. Why have you been mad, Ace?
Because in basketball, that one person was moving on the screen.
Yeah, someone was cheating in the game. Yeah, that makes me mad too. Yeah, why else have we been mad before? Why have you been, anybody else been mad? Why have you been mad?
I forgot.
You forgot? That's okay. Leon. Your brothers are being mean to you.
My sister was
mean. I knew the sister was being mean to me. I knew that was coming. Yes. Some of those things would make me mad too. Yes, indeed. Did you know that I've been mad before?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yes.
When have I been mad?
Several
times. Do you have any examples? You have an example? When I was a kid, I had a little brother that was being mean to me. Probably similar to what you guys have experienced. Yeah, maybe.
When you were beating him in basketball and you let him shoot, you let your brother shoot.
Well, now we're getting specifics, yeah.
He
did beat me in basketball one time, yes. Yeah, I was probably being nice, but you know. Oh, yeah. I think that was the only two times I've ever been mad. Do you think that?
No,
you don't think so? You don't think so? Do you think I should ask them if you've ever seen them be mad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like to give them? Would you like to give me some examples of them when they've been mad?
Oh, yeah.
No, I will be nice. Now I will be nice. I will not ask you. You're welcome. All right. But here's the thing. In our story, Jesus is mad, isn't he? He's really mad. And why is he mad? He's mad because the disciples held up that stop sign and said, "No, kids, you can't come." Here's the thing. Jesus loves kids. That's why he's mad. He wants the kids to come. He says, let the little kids come to me. See, Jesus loves kids. He loves the little bitty babies. He loves the toddlers who still have their diapers and are learning how to walk and they fall over. It's so cute, right? He loves those kinds of kids. He loves kids your guys' age. He even loves the teenagers. Yes, he even loves them. And Jesus loves some of the older kids, yeah, who have gray hair, and sometimes a lot of gray hair. He even loves those kids as well. Jesus loves the kids. And so I have something for you that I want you never, ever, 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 ever to forget. Jesus loves you. So I need you to repeat after me. Can you say something with me? Jesus loves me. Say that with me. Ready?
Jesus loves me.
All right, let's say it again, only a little louder this time. Jesus loves me. Ooh, you're doing good. Let's say it even louder.
Jesus loves me.
Stand up. Let's stand up. Turn around. We need to make sure that all those people who are pretending that aren't here, they need to know this, okay? So when I say three, we're going to shout it out at the top of our lungs, okay? Can you do that for me? 1, 2, 3.
Jesus loves me!
And now say, and you too. And you too. All right, have a seat. Very good. All right. You are very special to Jesus. You are very special to you. He loves you. In fact, Jesus loves you so much, and he wants to share a gift with you. Who here likes getting presents?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love getting presents. Yes. Right, Jesus loves you, and he has a gift for you. And the gift is, he wants you to be in his family. He wants you to come into his home, into his house. He wants you to be a part, in the story it says, he wants you to be a part of his kingdom. And the cool thing is that Jesus says he's got this gift for the whole world, but it's you kids who are his perfect example of people he wants to give the gift to, of people who can receive the gift. Right? This gift belongs to, he says that this gift belongs to kids like you, and that you, people should receive this gift just like you kids. And so I need some help on this. What's the secret that Jesus is talking about here? Because Jesus thinks you are the perfect example of someone who can receive this gift. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm reminded almost weekly by somebody that I'm kind of getting up there. I'm getting old. It's been a long time since I was a kid. So what's it like being a kid? What's the best part about being a kid, Mason?
Playing with your friends.
Playing with your friends, absolutely, yeah. Don't have to pay bills, absolutely, yeah. You don't have to go to work as long. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, very good.
You don't have to clean the whole house.
Don't have to clean the whole house, just your room, right?
Yeah.
You can run around, that's right, and your bones don't hurt, right? Yeah, and just run, yes. You don't have to do laundry, yes. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, awesome. Riley, do you have a thing that's... You don't have to shovel the driveway, yes. You get to play a lot. Yeah, you get to run around. Yeah, all those are great things. One more thing. Don't have to make the food. Man, yeah, you just, what do you guys do? Don't have to do this. Don't have to do that. You get to run around, right? You get to run around all the time. How fun. Yes, I love all those things. I think being a kid is an awesome, awesome thing to be. And Jesus says in our story that the gift that he is bringing for the whole world, it is best received by people just like you, by kids. You know what I love about kids? Can I share a few of my things that I love about kids?
Okay.
I have a long list of things. One of the things that I love about kids is the incredible joy you guys have when you discover something new in our world. It's like, whoa, wow. Like when you learn something new. Another thing I love about kids is when you're so passionate about something. Something just captures your entire attention and you're so captivated by it. And maybe it was dinosaurs or it's football cards or it's something else that you're just so, you just pour yourself into it and you learn all the things so much more than I even know. I also love that you like to have fun. Who here likes to laugh and giggle and some of you like to dance, right? And I know you guys are like, I don't like to dance, but trust me, I see you walking down the hallway and you guys drop the gritty, right? Who here does the gritty? You want to show us the gritty? Show us the gritty? Yeah, there he is, great. There it is. Yeah, see? Kids like to dance, yeah. Yeah, we can applaud him. Good job, thank you. You didn't know that was coming, did you? Did not know that was coming. Right, but you guys love to have fun. You just do things just spontaneously. You love to do that. I also love with kids that you are honest. I mean, you just say what you think, and you say what you see, and you just put it out there, and that's awesome. I also love with kids that you guys have short-term memories.
No, I have long-term.
You have a long-term memory? Well, you have short-term memories. Like, I don't like the short-term memories when you forget to do your laundry, or you forget to, like, clean your room, or pick up your toys, but I do love short-term memories when it comes to forgiveness. You forgive, and you forget, and you move on, and you're back to playing. I love that you have this confidence about you that is beyond reason, right? And sometimes it's a little scary because you guys think you can do all the things and jump off all the things and those sorts of things. But you have this great confidence about you. And another thing I love about kids is that you are naturally inclined to be kind to one another. You don't see differences in each other. In fact, can I show you this really, watch the screen, watch this really cool video of kids being nice to each other. Check this video out. Isn't that just the sweetest thing?
Yeah.
They don't see any differences. They just go and they just hug each other, right? You guys are kind. I love all those things about kids. Another thing I love about kids is that they are trusting. I need a volunteer who's going to be brave for me.
Mary?
Yeah. I think I do Evan. Evan, come over here. We're going to go over here, Evan. Can I sneak through here? I don't want to step on anybody. All right, we'll try this, Evan. We'll see if this works. I love kids that are trusting. Now, Evan, I don't think we've never done this before. I have done this many, many times. It's been a little while, though, okay? But we've never done this before. What I want to do is I want to throw you up in the air and catch you. Can I do that? Do you trust that I can do this?
Sure.
Is now not a good time for me to tell you that my back has been hurting the last 2 months? I think we can do this. Are you ready? All right, now the thing is, when I throw you up there, don't flail your legs out like this, because you'll kick me in the face and I might not catch you, okay? All right, are you ready? Ready? One, two, bend, bend, bend down, Bend down. There, one, two, three. Oh, we did it. We did it. Oh, no, I'm only going to do one. Sorry. All right, Evan, give him a round of applause for helping me out this morning. You want to sit in my seat? You want to sit by me? You want to sit? No, I need a seat, man. Where am I going to sit? Okay. So I love that kids are trusting. I also love that kids, like we talked about earlier, you're so good at receiving gifts, right? You are excited about getting presents. And remind me, don't let me forget, at the very end of our time together, I've got a little something for you, a little present for you, okay? I can't tell you. All right? So I got a little present for you. So I love that you guys love getting presents. So you're excited about the present. It's going to be a surprise, right? But Jesus offers us, right? In the story, Jesus offers us this present, this gift. And it's to be a part of his family. And all those things you guys said about being a kid, and all the things I said I love about you guys as kids, all those sorts of things, that's all the things Jesus had in mind when he said, you kids are the perfect example of what it means to receive this gift, of what it means to get this gift. And so all of us who are older, we need to become more like you to receive the gift. We need to have more of your kindness and more of your love. We need to be more like your passion for things and your confidence. We need to have more of your joy and your honesty. We need to be even more like you guys, like Evan, just trusting. We had never done that before and you trusted me. Good job, buddy. So we have to become more like you. So I want to say thank you to all of you for showing us how to receive Jesus' gift. So thank you. Thank you. All right. I have one more thing that I love about this passage. I'm not going to tell you. You have to wait. It's a surprise, right? All right. One more thing. I know we're getting a little antsy, so we got one more thing. Can you give me like two more minutes? All right, we can do it. All right. Here's the other thing I love about this story. And I'm going to read this part because it's been a little while since Micah read it. The very last verse says this. Jesus took the children in his arms. He put his hands on them and he blessed them. So one more question. Who here likes to snuggle? Are you guys snugglers? I know one kid likes to snuggle, my snuggle buddy. Yeah, this is my snuggle buddy. We like to snuggle, right? If you like to snuggle, you would like this part of the story because Jesus comes and he picks up the kids, he holds them in his arms, he hugs them and he snuggles them, and he wraps his loving arms around those kids and he reminds those kids how special they are to him and how he loves them and how they are safe with him and how they are precious to him. Jesus blesses those kids. And I believe that if Jesus was here right now with us, he would do the same thing to each and every one of you. He would pick you up in his arms. He would hold you close. He would hug you. And he would tell you that he loves you, that you are special, that you are of great value, that you are precious to him. Now, I'm not Jesus. And all those people out there that are we're pretending aren't here, they're not Jesus either, but we want to be like Jesus. And I, this morning, and they as well, we want to remind you kids that you are precious, that you are valuable, that you are lovely, that you are safe here, and that we love you, and that you are always, 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 always welcome and invited to come and be a part of all the things that are happening here at Westview. All right? So the last thing I want to do with you now is I want to do what Jesus did, and I want to pray a blessing over you. So for us to do that, I'm going to ask us to stand up. Can we stand up one more time? And what I'd love for you to do is maybe spread out just a little bit so you can do this. And I want you to put your arms out like this, just like you're getting a present at Christmas time or you're getting a present on your birthday. Because a blessing is like a word present, a present that's made out of words. And I want to pray this blessing over you. So can you just close your eyes, and I'm going to pray a blessing over you right now, all right? Let's pray together. God, we thank you for these children and all the children of the world. We thank you for who they are, that they are beautiful individuals who've been made in your image. And God, we thank you for all those things that we love about kids. They love to run and play and love to laugh. And we thank you for the example they are to us of what it means to trust and what it means to be kind and be passionate and confident. And so God, we thank you for all those things. God, we pray a blessing over them today. God, wherever they are in their journey with you, we pray that you would continue to reveal yourself to them, continue to help them to be to know that you love them, to know that they are special to you, and that you sent Jesus as a gift for them, and Jesus is welcoming them, inviting them to come to be with him as a part of his family. And so God, for each child, wherever they are, whatever's going on in their life, whatever's going on at home or at school or with friends or whatever's going on, we pray that you would work in their hearts and lives in a mighty and powerful way. And God, that you would continue to use us as the church to always make sure that they know that they are welcome to come. And God, that you would continue to work in their lives until they understand all this around faith and what it means to have a life with Jesus. And we look forward to the day where they profess their faith in him. We pray all this in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.